This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
PM. It is the sixth day in the second day one rakyat sitting of this Malaysia Baru, and Kelvin Yee joins us in the studio to take us through some of the issues that were highlighted today. Kelvin, so what happened in Parliament today? Any excitement?
Plenty, but we'll get to some of those later. First up, though, today's session began with a question by Khoo Poy Tiong, the MP for Kota Melaka, about whether the government would be forming a tribunal to investigate the alleged misdeeds of the election commission's commissioners during GE14. And the short answer is no. Liu Vui Kiong, the Minister of Legal Affairs in the PM's department, said that it's no longer necessary since five members from the EC will be vacating their positions in January 2019. He also pointed out that reform for the EC was underway with the appointment of Art Harun as the new chairman. Kateria MP Tan Sri Anwar Musa then followed up and questioned Art Harun's credibility as EC chairman, given his track record of being a political activist. Liu responded, giving his full support to Art Harun.
Beliau walaupun sebagai seorang aktivis, saya rasa dia akan dapat menjalankan tugas-tugasnya secara profesional, secara untuk memastikan bahawa dalam Malaysia yang baru ini, kita dapat mereformasikan SPR ini kepada satu tahap yang lebih baik, yang lebih hemat dan yang lebih bertanggungjawab untuk memastikan isu-isu terdahulu tidak akan wujud lagi.
So that was Minister for Legal Affairs Liu Vui Kiong voicing his support for Art Harun as the new chairman of the Election Commission. Art was actually on the Breakfast Grill this morning.
Yes, he was.
To talk about his plans to reform the EC despite being a political activist in the past. Anyway, you can find that podcast online as well as on our app.
And he actually addressed that in the Breakfast Grill as well. He was asked about his neutrality, if you will. And he actually said, you know, I have actually represented as a lawyer both BN politicians and Pakatan politicians, but no one brings that up anymore. And he goes, maybe they didn't know, but well, now they do. So, Kelvin, were there any responses from the MPs on Putrajaya's decision not to proceed with that tribunal?
Yes, we spoke to Maria Chin Abdullah, the MP for Petaling Jaya and, of course, former chairperson of Bersatu 2.0. This is what she had to say.
I feel that, you know, there are deeper questions than just the commissioners. The question of the unconstitutional redelineation, the fraud that happened during the GE14, we have to find out the truth, whether these are actually unconstitutional, whether fraud has happened. These kind of questions have to be answered because there were lots of evidences produced, and even Bersatu has come up with a report on the GE14 conduct of the elections. And there were many questions raised. And I think that the Member of Parliament from Kota Melaka was suggesting that could RCI be set up? That's one possibility. The other one is that to actually force Suhakam to pursue an inquiry, because Suhakam has actually received reports from Bersatu before, and they were in the process of doing up an inquiry into the redelineation. These have to have an inquiry. We just cannot let these incidences go unquestioned.
And that was Maria Chin Abdullah. Moving on to other matters of the day. Well, Zahid Hamidi was in Parliament, and I hear he had some interesting things to say.
That's right. The Bagan Dato MP wanted to know what the government was going to do to stern the social ills and immoral activities of the LGBT community in Malaysia. He feared that Malaysia would suffer the same fate as Indonesia, because according to him, the recent earthquake in Sulawesi was punishment by God for the area's prevalent LGBT activity.
Situasi di Malaysia turut mengkhawatirkan, di mana kita tahu kejadian di Palu baru-baru ini apabila ada gempa bumi dan tsunami, dikabarkan bahawa terdapat lebih daripada 1,000 di kalangan mereka yang terlibat dalam aktiviti yang berkenaan. Akibatnya seluruh kawasan itu diranapkan. Ini adalah hukuman Allah.
This is what happens when you don't go to school. If you actually went to school and studied geography, you would know that Indonesia is in an area which is pretty much the Ring of Fire, where it is prone to earthquakes. There is science and geography. I had no idea LGBT people were so powerful. They're like supervillains. They have control over the weather, apparently, and nature, and earthquakes.
I have to say that that is one of the worst uses of the word akibatnya. I don't think you can use that. You can't say therefore in this circumstance.
I don't think he understands the meaning of the word. Like I said, so he's still in parliament. He's not in jail yet. Just checking. All right. That statement was made to Religious Affairs Minister Mujahid Rawa. What did he have to say in response, Cal?
Well, on the question of the LGBT community in Malaysia, it was more of the same from Mujahid. He reiterated Tun Mahathir's stance that a happy family should consist of a marriage between man and woman, and that there are ongoing programs to merawati and memulih this section of society.
But it's like the X-Men. This literally is like a Bryan Singer movie, but carry on.
So to this particular comment, though, about incurring the wrath of God, he assured the parliament that there will be no natural disasters as long as we ensure that LGBT activities don't become widespread.
Kalau kita mengkaji ayat-ayat Al-Quran tentang kisah kaum-kaum yang terdahulu yang dihancurkan kerana amalan mereka, perbuatan mereka itu terlalu terserlah. Dengan kata lain, mereka tak segan silu melakukannya secara open. Dan kerana itulah, maka diturunkan bala. Adapun dalam keadaan kita hari ini, isu LGBT, walaupun dia merupakan satu permasalahan, tetapi masih di bawah kawalan. Saya tidak rasa kita terlalu mudah untuk menghukum bala itu hanya dengan membuat satu-satu contoh, lalu kita kata akan timpa bala. Yang perlu kita buat dan bincang ialah bagaimana menanganinya sebagai tanggungjawab kita menjaga supaya perkara mungkar tidak berleluasa.
There will be no natural disasters. I'm telling you, if we only knew that that would solve all of our natural disaster problems in the past.
You know what? We owe this as a responsibility to tell the worldwide community.
Yeah,
if you want to avoid natural disasters, this is what we have to
Earthquakes, typhoons. It's all clearly caused by the LGBT community. Have we called? I don't know.
We can
build that nuclear reactor. No problems, right? Anyway, that was unfortunately Mujahid Rawa responding to Zahid Hamidi's question about stemming LGBT activities in Malaysia. So here's the thing, Cal, which is quite interesting, right? Because Mujahid Rawa brought up the idea of a happy marriage. Now, no one from the LGBT community or activists in Malaysia have brought up the issue of gay marriage. Mm. At this point of time in our discourse, all they're saying is, don't persecute us. Right?
Yeah,
who we are as individuals. But I think that's a very cunning political strategy, because when you elevate the discourse to start talking about gay marriage and marriage, it freaks out a larger segment of society who otherwise may not have cared. And I think it's all part of strategy to actually get this conversation where they want it to go, which is very, yeah. Because then you force activists to also take a stand on gay marriage, right? When that's not what they're talking about.
Yeah, and that just kind of perpetuates the news media, the conversations that take over
exactly.
It, the US conversations that are happening. Yeah.
Anyway, so did Zahid make himself available afterwards?
Oh, no, he didn't make himself available for comments with the media afterwards, but he did briefly mention to reporters that UMNO still exists and will continue to do so.
We're still here.
Yes, just waving away. All right. So there have also been voting issues when it comes to the PKR polls in Melaka. What's the update on that?
So about 2,000 votes were lost in Melaka, with some folks blaming the new e-voting system. I think there's suspicion of a possible hack into the system. I caught up with Shamsul Iskandar, the Deputy Minister of Primary Industries, about this. He says that the matter is still being investigated, but that technical glitches are also probably to blame.
Kerana difahamkan pada tarikh tersebut, Celcom itu mempunyai masalah dengan line ataupun talian mereka. Dan ini antara perkara yang sedang diteliti, termasuk beberapa kemungkinan ianya ada percubaan untuk hack ataupun mengganggu sistem pemilihan itu melalui e-voting. Jadi perkara ini belum lagi dapat dimuktamadkan. Saya masih lagi menunggu keputusan ataupun makluman rasmi daripada pihak Jabatan Pemilihan Parti. Tetapi yang saya harap bahawa nasib 2,000 anggota ini yang memilih itu dapat kita ketahui secepat mungkin.
So the deputy minister also commented on Hishamuddin Hussein's, our former defense minister's, his surprise offer to track down Zhou Lo with the help of Chinese authorities. He says we need to examine the motives behind Hishamuddin's offer.
Kerana kita semua sedia maklum sekarang ini, pelbagai pimpinan UMNO itu dibawa ke mahkamah dan dituduh atas kesalahan rasuah dan penyelewengan, ya. Dan kita tidak mahu ada sebarang persepsi bahawa tawaran-tawaran ini bertujuan untuk melepaskan diri dengan perkara-perkara yang bersangkutan dengan kerajaan yang lalu. Kerana kita mempunyai kementerian yang berkaitan, kita mempunyai menteri yang ditugaskan dan hubungan Malaysia dengan China itu juga baik. Jadi saya tidak nampak sebenarnya keperluan untuk perkara ini ditawarkan oleh beliau. Kerana kalau kita melihat hubungan negara dengan negara, sudah pastilah hubungan pihak keselamatan kita dengan pihak keselamatan negara China itu tentunya selari dengan apa ni, hasrat kedua-dua pemimpin negara ini, kan. Hubungan mereka pasti baik. Dan kalau nak digerakkan jentera keselamatan di sana bagi tujuan membantu kes di sini, sudah pastilah negara kita boleh saja menghantar pasukan untuk menjejaki Zhou Lo, kan. Tidak perlu kepada tawaran Datuk Seri Hishamuddin. Cuma dalam konteks ini saya sebutkan tadi, kita perlu mengkaji apa sebenarnya motif di sebalik tawaran tersebut.
One man by himself will sacrifice everything to in track down when your life is no longer your own. That was Deputy Minister of Primary Industry Shamsul Iskandar, of course, responding to the offer yesterday made by former Defence Minister Hishamuddin Hussein to track down Zhou Lo. I believe he said something along the lines of, you know, I will not rest.
You know what this is? This isn't actually an action movie. What I want this to be is a one-man play. Featuring former Defence Minister Hishamuddin Hussein in a spotlight saying, I was once, and that's how it begins. If someone writes that, I will attend it.
Who knew Parliament was this exciting? But can I tell you something, right? Today's episode of Parliamentary Proceedings has been brought to you by the letter B and geography lessons and the message of, please stay in school, kids, because this is a perfect example of why education is important. All right, we've got more music coming your way. Liam Bailey, Please Love Me, after these messages on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.